seen the Full Circle Weekly News. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 301, covering week 6, February 6th to 12th, 2023. OpenTTD 13.0, a free strategy game that simulates a transport company in real time, is out. The project code is written in C++ and distributed under a GPLv2 license. Installation packages are prepared for Linux, Windows, and macOS. OpenTTD was developed as an analog of the commercial game Transport Tycoon Deluxe, but later turned into a self-sufficient project, significantly overtaking the reference version of the game. An alternative set of game data has been created. New sound and graphic design, the capabilities of the game engine have been significantly expanded. The size of the cards have been increased. A network mode of the game has been implemented. And many new game elements and models have been added. Myth TV 33 was announced, which allows you to turn a desktop PC into a TV, video recorder, music center, photo album, or a station for recording and watching DVDs. The project code is distributed under a GPL license. At the same time, the release of a separately developing Myth Web web interface was formed to control the media center through a web browser. Myth TV architecture is based on the separation of the backend for storing or capturing video and a front end to display and form the interface. Frontland can run simultaneously with several backends that can be run on both the local system and on external computers. The functionality is implemented through plugins. Currently, official and unofficial sets of plugins are available. Features range from integration with various online services and implementation of the web interface, to managing the system over a network, to working with the web camera and video communication to a PC. The Fedora Engineering Steering Committee approved a proposal allowing full access to the FlatHub application catalog. Starting with Fedora 35, a limited sample of applications for Flatpak was whitelisted to users, implemented with the Fedora FlatHub remove package. In Fedora 37, instead of a whitelist, a filter was implemented that cleaned unofficial packages, proprietary programs, and applications with restrictive licensing requirements. The application filter will be turned off in Fedora 38, but the implementation of the filtering mechanism will be left in case it is required in the future. To determine which package to offer by default, if there are Flatpak and RPM packages with the same programs, Fedora 38 will set the priority of installation. When used to install GNOME software interface applications, first RPM packages and FlatHub packages will be installed. Thus, Flatpak packages from FlatHub will be selected only when there are no other options. If necessary, for individual applications in GNOME software, you can manually select the desired source of the installation. Transmission 4.0.0 is out, which is a relatively lightweight and undemanding BitTorrent client and supports a variety of user interfaces, including CLI. The code is written in C++ and distributed under GPLv2 and GPLv3 licenses. A key change in the new branch was the translation of the entire codebase to C++ rather than just the Qt library. The main reason for the transition is the desire to use the additional features provided in the standard C++ library and the presence of more advanced means to check the types. The GTK interface is switched to GTKMM. This refactoring reduces the code size by 18%, improves the coverage of tests, and simplifies maintenance. The process of interaction with the community has been modernized, and more active response to error messages and transfer changes through pull requests has been implemented. The numbering system has been transitioned to semantic versioning when assigning version numbers, now using X point Y point Z notation instead of the previously used X point NN. The Linux 6.1 kernel has been assigned LTS branch status. Updates will be available at least until December 2026, but most likely, as in the case of 5.10, 5.4, and 4.19 branches, the term will be extended and will go to December 2028. Updates are released prior to the release of the next stable branch. Endless OS 5.0 has been released, aimed at creating an easy-to-use system in which you can quickly select applications to your taste. Applications are distributed as self-sufficient packages in Flatpak format. The distribution offers a minimum atomically updated basic system working in read-only mode and formed using the OS tree tool. The system image is atomically updated from Git-like storage. This process is currently mimicked in Fedora Silverblue, Vanilla OS, Tau OS, and Pop OS. The Endless OS installer and update system are now being used in GNOME OS. The desktop in Endless OS is based on a significantly redesigned GNOME fork. Endless developers are actively involved in the development of upstream projects. For example, in the release of GTK Plus 3.22, about 9.8% of all changes were prepared by Endless developers, and the project's overseeing company, Endless Mobile, is a member of the GNOME Foundation Supervisory Board, along with the FSF, Debian, Google Linux Foundation, Red Hat, and SUSE. Ocular Ghost is available, which allows you to view, print, comment, and sign documents in PDF format. Commenting tools include text and graphical notes, text highlighting, pop-up notes, and stamps. The application provides full support for Cyrillic and electronic signatures according to Russian standards, supported by simple and improved formats of embedded signatures, CADES. Ocular Ghost is an offshoot from the Ocular Document Viewer, developed by the KDE project. The program code is distributed under GPLv2 license. Ready-made builds are prepared for Alt, Astra Linux, Debian, Fedora, ROSA, and Ubuntu. FreeType 2.13.0, a modular font engine that provides a single API for unifying the processing and output of font data in various vector and raster formats, was announced. The developers of the GTK library plan to form an experimental 4.90 branch at the end of the year, in which the functionality for GTK 5 will develop. In addition to the spring release of GTK 4.10, they planned to publish a release of GTK 4.12 in the fall, which will include color control innovations before starting work on GTK 5. The GTK 5 branch will include changes in API level for compatibility, for example, related to the translation of some outdated widgets, such as the old file selection dialog. Also discussed was the possibility of ending support for X11 protocol in the GTK 5 branch and working only with Wayland. Network Manager 1.42.0, considered a stable release, is available. Plugins for VPN support are being implemented as part of their development cycle. Google plans to add telemetry collection to the Go language and enable it as the default. The telemetry will cover command line utilities developed by the Go team of developers, such as the Go compiler, Go PLS, and Go vuln check. The collection of information will be limited only to information about the features of the utilities, such as telemetry will not be added to user applications collected using the tools. The purpose for collecting telemetry is to get information about the needs and features for developers, which cannot be gleaned from messages about errors and surveys as a method of feedback. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can find my contact information on itsmoss.com. I'll see you next week.